This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Union Cabinet has approved the budget of 11,718 crore rupees for conducting Census of India 2027. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said Census 2027 will be the first ever digital census, adding that 30 lakh field functionaries will be involved in the exercise.
It's considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the entire world. Itna massive exercise hai ye, iske liye puri taiyari ki gayi hai. Bahut well planned tarike se isko kiya jayega, and a lot of digital technologies will be used in census this time.
The minister announced that Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved reforms in coal linkage policy, Coal Setu. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also given its approval for the minimum support price for copra for 2026 season. The MSP for 2026 season is an increase of 445 rupees per quintal for milling copra and 400 rupees per quintal for boll copra over the previous season. Mr. Vaishnav said the MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 12,027 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,500 rupees per quintal for 2026 season. India's resolution on strengthening the global management of wildfires was today adopted at the 7th session of the United Nations Environment Assembly, UNEA 7. In Nairobi of Kenya. The resolution moved by India received wild support from member states, reaffirming global recognition of the urgent need to address the rising threat of wildfires worldwide. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, in a statement said, India underlined that wildfires have emerged as one of the most pressing environmental challenges globally. The resolution aimed at strengthening international cooperation and coordinated action for wildfire management. Sikkim Legislative Assembly today unanimously passed a proposal granting Scheduled Tribe ST status to 12 communities. The House approved the recommendations included in the detailed report recently submitted by the High-Level Committee formed by Government of Sikkim. This move will help ensure official Scheduled Tribe benefits and rights for people belonging to these 12 communities of Sikkim. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has constituted an expert committee in NCR and adjoining areas to develop a robust, multi-pronged roadmap for emission reduction in the vehicular sector. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change informed that the expert committee will recommend additional measures for the abatement of air pollution caused by vehicular transport. The committee will submit its recommendations within a period of 2 months, with the first meeting scheduled on the 15th of this month. In Chhattisgarh, 10 Maoists surrendered in Sukma district today. The surrendered Maoists had a total bounty of 33 lakh rupees on their head. IG Police Bastar Range informed that the Maoist laid down arms, including one AK-47 rifle, two SLR rifles and one Sten gun. Each of the surrendered cadre will be provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees. Senior Labour and Employment Advisor to the Labour and Employment Ministry Alok Chandra today said that new labour codes are designed to create a clear, consistent and forward-looking legal framework that balances business needs with the welfare of the worker. Mr. Chandra said that this while addressing the 91st Annual General Meeting and Annual Convention of All India Organization of Employers in New Delhi. 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of Intangible Culture Heritage concluded at Red Fort in New Delhi today. Addressing the conclusion of the event, Culture Secretary India said that the long stand of the India civilization view of culture as a collective inheritance is guided by the ethos of protecting culture and protecting the world. In the Squash World Cup being held in Chennai, host India advanced to the semi-final with comfortable 3-0 win over South Africa. And that's the end of the news.